Off the ball.
Rugby.
Then all we'll never know until we play. We know on the evidence of play well for your province, play well in Europe, play well in the URC, consistently back it up for a couple, four, five, six matches. And then people go, give him a go.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Phil Trill, Gal United manager, great to speak to you ahead of the new season. The build-up to the new season seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year, which is great. And on top of that, you've signed a new two-year deal with Gal United. What was your own thinking and the club's thinking behind signing that two-year deal?
So my own thinking was, I've obviously been involved in the club in this capacity for 3 years, previously involved with the underage, so I kind of felt that I kind of had to see it through. There's a lot of work still to do, but there's a lot of progress being made, and I suppose we're really looking forward to probably the next 2 years. We're probably kind of coming of age now where we can probably, please God, be title contenders, we want to kind of see the fruits of that for 2 years, hopefully. So, clubs wise, I don't know. I think they like me, maybe.
Like, would you have much discussion with the owner, the Comber Brothers? Obviously, have put so much funding into the club. Would they be speaking to you about your plan and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's huge. So a lot of the work with Ros on our COO at the moment, and he's been steeped in Galway for a while, and obviously through that via the Combers and the link with Brian and Luke, and like that, without them, we'd be in a very difficult position, being honest, and probably coming in since 2023 has allowed us to probably get to that top four, top three consistently over the last number of years, whereas previously that wasn't within our remit as a standalone club. We've quite a few plans. We've got a strategic plan to do, and we'll probably launch something this year within the local region, linked in with the universities and linked in with the schoolgirl clubs. Well, the on-the-pitch stuff is actually brilliant because you just forget about everything and you just deal with the Saturday or deal with the match day. The stuff in the background, we've quite some considerable plans to kind of continue to grow the infrastructure. And it shows with the players we've brought in, and I suppose them wanting to stay in Galway besides other offers. They want to stay here. They're very happy. So, please God, the next 2 years will be as successful as the last three, you know.
Just on the, you mentioned about the league position, excuse me, but you have the success of the All-Ireland Cups as well. Like, how important were they with regards to you as the manager and the players buying into what you're trying to do with them?
Really, really big for me. I suppose the first season I very much had imposter syndrome, and I felt that kind of went away after the first year. When you're able to lift something, I think it's really important. And again, the really beautiful thing in terms of context is, Galway had been a while without Barr's first divisions, had been a while without cup trophies, and I think we've seen kind of over the last two or three years, the ladies coming into the men's club has kind of given the whole club a bit of a boost and the whole club a bit of a kick. And I think, I'm very lucky that I have John, that I have Evan Anton. He's like a guru there that I can bounce things off. But for myself, it was really important for the region. I think coming up to Tala, then the year after and retaining it was really important. And another probably big milestone we mentioned, like the biggest crowd attendance. That's huge, because that shows it can be done. And it can be done. It'll be something we look to replicate this year and try and improve on,
You mentioned the league positioning and trying to close the gap on the teams Athlone and Shelburne above you. What do you think can help you close that gap, or what do you need to do?
I think consistency. The last 3 years we've always kind of faltered around May, June. I think that was due to our age demographic, quite a lot of young ladies doing the leaving cert. And the fixture calendar always seems to throw us the top teams in May, which it has done again this year. They must know that that's our Achilles heel at the moment. So we've put a lot of work in the off-season. We've put a lot of testing in, probably post-season last year. And the beauty of it has been, in any League of Ireland team, it's difficult to retain your players, but we retained the majority. So that has meant that we've come in a different sphere already in terms of fitness and athleticism. So it's trying to maintain that balance the whole way throughout, try and maintain that consistency, and realistically, I suppose, trying to come of age to an extent.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
The last season's defensive record, maybe not as good as you would have wanted or as good as those teams above you. Is that something there's been a focus on in the pre-season prep?
Definitely. I think we slowly started to kind of look at that probably halfway through the season. We are a bit rock and roll and we like to score goals, but you know, at the end of the day, you got to keep them out as well. And I think there's really good competition. We've obviously brought in Amanda McQuillan with her stature, you know, from Shelburne. Jane Mirren, goalkeeper, that was the goalkeeper of the season the year before in 2024. She's now fit in training, and we have Nicole Nix, who was the number one last year as well. So I think there's a lot of competition, and I think that competition is going to drive high standards, and hopefully that'll see us concede less goals this year, because as you said, it was definitely something that we need to focus on and have been focusing on in the pre-season.
You start against DLR Waves, a team you've had very good record against last season. Play them away, is that kind of an ideal way to start the season, do you feel?
To some extent, yeah, to some extent. Over the last couple of years, we've probably ran into the season and then dipped. I think we need to kind of pace ourselves, and we need to go and realise that DLR have improved as well. It's a difficult fixture away. Myself and Laura at this stage are the two longest serving managers in it. We know each other inside out, you know. And they'll be gunning to get off to a good start. They have a difficult start with ourselves. I think they have Athlone and then Shelburne or something along that. So they won't be any pushovers on the first day of the season. I think it's a great freshness, but you know, we'll be hoping that our record continues, and then we just keep kind of kicking on. But let's see. There's still a couple of weeks between now and then. You know, you never know.
And I spoke before yourself to Laurie Ryan, the new boss at Treaty United, who's dealing with starting her career in management and also motherhood at the same time. You're telling me off, Mike, you're planning to get married in May, or you are getting married in May. How do you balance it all?
I have a great fiance. That's the reality. Yeah, the wedding invites are going out this week. So yeah. We were planning last night after training, we'll do this and this. No, it's really exciting. It's a really exciting time. Something we're really looking forward to. Balancing an in-season wedding is difficult, you know. it's a really exciting time of life. I'm so grateful. I've really great support from my fiance and my family. Yeah. And I think now at this stage, I know the ladies quite well. They're probably just telling me, "Will you go and just get married?" As in, stop wondering, because I'll be wondering. I think we have a game on the Saturday. It'll be on wherever day two is. It'll be on the screen. I'll probably have AirPods in. The instructions mightn't be as relevant as they should be, but it's something to look forward to.
Unfortunately, players probably can't all go to the wedding, and that'll probably boost the guests way too much.
Yeah, well, look, I think there'll be a couple of difficult conversations at certain points of the year. It's something we'll remain professional, but a lot of the ladies, like I know for years, so we'll see. Maybe one or two might sneak an invite.
Listen, Phil, congratulations on, or best of luck on your wedding, and best of luck for the season. How are we going?
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Thank you. Care.